Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded by the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 28, verse 9. The prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true. Although we look for and long for peace, it is not often found and short-lived when it is. Full-blown wars are waged across the globe. Minor skirmishes break out continually. Violence erupts in city streets. Domestic abuse comes to old and young and many in between. How great it would be to hear that right around the corner is an end of the fighting and an entrance of peace. Sadly, that's not what God tells us to expect in our world. Hatred and hostility, not harmony and hand-holding, are the world's hallmarks. Why? Why is peace such a rare commodity? The simple answer is sin. Ever since Adam and Eve disobeyed God, their descendants in this world are in a wrecked relationship with God and each other. Sin that dwells in human hearts reveals itself in self-destructive acts of rebellion against God and His commands. Human hearts reveal their sinfulness in thoughts of jealousy and suspicion against fellow human beings. Wicked thoughts often lead to ugly words and malicious accusations. Greed and unbridled desire propel people to take action to sink the competition and gain ground for self. Is it any wonder that unchecked human beings who gain wealth and power will use them to gain even more, with little or no care for those they hurt in the process? Sin destroys peace, peace we long for on earth, but more devastatingly, peace with God. The prophet Jeremiah, some 2,600 years ago, recounted the accurate prophecies made against nations and people, all which came as a result of sin. Then, to a certain false prophet who was trying to raise the people's hope for peace, he said, "The prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true." Jeremiah was warning the people that the prophet who predicted peace for the nation of Israel was a liar. How depressing! But wait. Later in his rather long book of prophecy, Jeremiah himself spoke of peace. He talked of a lasting peace which would bring ultimate security, and his prediction came true. The Lord Himself brought peace to human beings by sending His Son as the peacemaker. He came not as one who demands that all lay down their arms, but to lay down His life as an offering for sin and sinners. Not coming to bark orders and demand that everyone treat each other nicely, or else, He came to bring about a divine ceasefire through His pure life, innocent death, and resurrection from death. Those actions of Jesus Christ have been accepted by God Himself as solution to sin and the terms of truth between God and people, between God and you. We shouldn't expect to see an end of the fighting in this world, but in Christ there is peace that goes way deeper than that. Peace with God through the forgiveness of sins. As you hold tight to Jesus in faith, you have a divinely secured peace which no one can take from you and that will last forever. Lord God, thank you for sending your Son to restore peace in my relationship with you. Help me to reflect that peace in the way I serve you and treat others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.
For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.